There are just weeks left until adult use recreational cannabis becomes legal in Illinois. And while many consumers have been looking forward to that day since lawmakers passed the legislation in May, cultivators have been scrambling to prepare for the demand. I visited one central Illinois producer to see how preparation efforts are going.
So this is one of our genetics breeding rooms.
We're standing in a brightly lit room filled with shelves full of plants in the early stages of growth. Some are just inches tall. Growers are waiting for them to develop roots before they can be transplanted into larger pots.
So we are unique sort of as cultivators that we do a lot of our own strain breeding. So we'll take, you know, two strains of a plant and cross them with one another to develop new genetics.
Victoria Mendocino is chief of staff to the CEO of Revolution Cannabis, the largest producer of medical marijuana in Illinois. They're now one of 14 cultivators in the state approved to grow recreational cannabis. Mendocino is showing me around Revolution's main facility in Delavan, a town of just a couple thousand people, about a half an hour south of Peoria.
But you will see, though, you know, with the genetic variation and diversity in strains, especially when they get further along in their life cycle, they really start to develop their own traits, different colors, different heights, different fan leaf size. Some of them are skinnier, some of them are fatter.
The plants move to different rooms as they grow closer to harvest. That process takes about 20 weeks. In one room, Mendocino shows me, there are at least 2,000 cannabis plants. It's hard to describe the vast space and the forest of greenery inside of it. To put it simply, it's a lot of pot. But growers say it's still not enough.
The fact is there's so much demand in the market right now. We sell out of 100% of our product that we offer every single time we release it, which we release it weekly.
That's Revolution's COO, Dusty Schroyer.
And it's sold out within minutes.
And that's just with Illinois' medical cannabis users. What started as a pilot program was made permanent this summer, and the list of qualifying conditions expanded. On top of that, Schroyer says, applications for medical cards are processed more quickly.
That means that patients have been signing up for cards faster than we can actually build rooms and then grow the cannabis to bring it to market. It's about a two-year period. So whereas the market's doubled in size in the last year, it takes 2 years to actually build the rooms just to meet the demand.
Both Revolution and the state of Illinois say they have the same goal.
It's very important to us to protect the medical cannabis patients, period, end of sentence.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking at a press conference last week.
We also wanted to make sure that we're creating enough supply. And so 14 new adult use cannabis cultivation licenses have been granted so far. There will be more.
Part of the anticipation of January 1st, when adult recreational use becomes legal, is that there will be lines and shortages. Revolution CEO Mark D'Souza says this is something those in the industry have known since lawmakers drafted the legislation.
There is no way for any of us, any operator under the Illinois framework, to produce more at a higher rate to meet this demand, and we're all trying.
Revolution's current growing and processing facility is 75,000 square feet. Construction is underway to build a second identical space on the Delavan campus. They'll also build almost 500,000 square feet of greenhouses and another 20,000 square foot processing facility by 2022. For now, D'Souza says the supply chain to satisfy demand in Illinois simply is not there.
You know, it's very difficult for us to help consumers understand that we can't do it any faster.
And once the cannabis products go from Revolution's cultivation centers to dispensaries, it's up to those retailers whether they'll sell it for medical or recreational use. D'Souza says they hear loud and clear the concerns of patients as adult use recreational rolls out. That's why he supported home grow for medical users.
And that is one of the things that we feel is or could be very helpful in the short-term shortage.
Recreational users, in the meantime, are asked to taper their expectations and to be patient. I'm Dana Vollmer.